In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Our Master teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And in the Small Catechism, we learn what this means. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. According to the Catechism, then, when we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we are praying that God would lead us to realize that He gives daily bread to everyone, even without our prayers, to good and evil people alike. He will put food on our tables, whether we ask Him or not, whether we thank Him or not, whether we love Him or hate Him. In other words, daily bread is a testament to every living creature that God is unimaginably gracious, far more gracious than any human being. When we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we are asking God to lead us to realize just how gracious He is. We are asking God to open our eyes to see what we by nature do not see. Daily bread is the gracious gift of God to you. And we pray that He would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. Not forced thanksgiving, but genuine thanksgiving that comes from realizing that whether you have received much or little, whether you're sitting down to ramen noodles or sushi, it is God who has opened His hand to satisfy your needs. As the psalmist says, He opens His hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. And that includes human beings, a race of creatures that have rebelled against Him. While we were still His enemies, He opened His hand to satisfy our needs. So there is amazing grace all around us. Grace at every restaurant, grace at every dining room table, grace at every TV tray, whether those people are Christian or not. And without this grace, the entire human race would perish in no time at all. Amazing grace indeed. But it's hidden, isn't it? Hidden underneath something so mundane as your everyday food. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us, dear God, to realize that all that we eat and all that we have comes from Your gracious hand. Thanks be to God. How many of us, if we're willing to be honest, receive our daily bread not as a gift from God, but thoughtlessly, mindlessly, thanklessly, as if we were mere cattle moving from one clump of grass to another, without so much as looking up or considering from whom it comes. Though perhaps we'd not put it so crassly, how often is our worldview essentially that of Bart Simpson, who prays, "Dear God, we paid for all this stuff ourselves, so thanks for nothing." We look at the food in our cabinets and the food on the table as if it was something that we have earned. And therefore we cease to receive it as gift from God. We cease to receive it as gift food. We receive it instead as slave food. It never dawns on us that we could work with our hands, work them to the bone, and still not one pea would be available for us to eat if not for God's gracious provision. If we don't realize this, then slave food is all that we eat. And most genuine thankfulness evaporates, along with any deeper joy. The most joy that one can have is to have it from the food itself. And so the act of eating becomes a kind of culinary masturbation. The food itself is a kind of pornography. One seeks joy from an object rather than receiving it as gift from a loving giver. Perhaps you've had the misfortune of eating with some self-proclaimed foodies, and though the food was quite delicious or not, you had the feeling that somehow, some way, the meal was obscene. Everyone seeking his own carnal pleasure rather than receiving it as gift from the giver. And the token blessing that began the meal offered no help against the fact that not one person there received the meal as gift from God, but rather each mouth was simply there to pleasure itself. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. This is the secret. Every morsel of daily bread is a gift from God. We pray that God would open our eyes to see Him and His gracious work in our midst, not just at church, but at our tables, in every day of our lives. To see more of what Bart Simpson and the food snobs do not see. It is He who gives you not only the food, but the taste buds and bodies and minds to enjoy it, along with hands to work and a job to do and energy to do it, a stable government and a viable economy without which you would have much less or not much at all. It is He who gives you a paycheck and a grocery store full of food. It is He who waters the earth and makes plants and animals available to you for food. So we pray that we might ever more fully see God as He truly is, the gracious giver who daily gives bread to all, even to those who hate Him. And we pray that God would give us to see this life as it really is, to see God's gifts everywhere, every day, where we would by nature not, to see God opening His gracious hand to each one of us, where we by nature do not. It's the devil who would keep us from seeing these things as they really are. He would keep us blind to our Heavenly Father and to His gifts, and thereby make it much easier for us to forget Him and despise Him. He would have our every meal be slave food, just as He once used food to enslave our entire race. This is why the devil works with your flesh and makes even something so simple as leading the family in prayer before a meal Armageddon, a spiritual battleground, so that you either forget to pray altogether, or you pray hastily and forced, you pray only with your lips, or worst of all, you pray thinking yourselves better than all those heathen out there who don't. Anything the devil will try to distract you from seeing that this and every other meal are God's gracious gifts to you, and that not one of us is worthy to receive even a mouthful. And of course, we're talking about more than just food, aren't we? The Catechism reminds us that daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Whether we realize it or not, whether we thank Him or not, it is God who has given us every last good thing that we have. And when we see this truth and see God as He truly is, as the gracious giver, we freely and from our hearts give Him thanks and praise. Thanksgiving as an official holiday isn't really a remedy for our thanklessness, is it? In fact, most use it as an opportunity not to thank God, but to thank and reward the ever-growing God that is their belly. Thanksgiving as an official holiday has been around for about 150 years. It is really only celebrated in America and Canada. What we need is a very different kind of Thanksgiving. And because God is who He is, He has given it. For nearly 2,000 years and all around the globe, the church has celebrated the real Thanksgiving meal that God has given to us. The Eucharist, it is called, which means Thanksgiving. It was given by our Lord Jesus on the night He was betrayed. The very next day He would go to the cross and give Himself for us there, that we might be forgiven all our sins and be saved. On the night that our Master was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you." In the same way, He took His cup, and after giving thanks, He gave them His cup, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." In this meal, Jesus gives thanks to God, and He gives forgiveness to you. This, then, is the true Thanksgiving meal that God Himself has created and given to us. It is a meal you eat in which all your thanklessness is forgiven. It is a meal where Christ's own thanksgiving to God is credited and given to each one of us. It is a meal that undoes the fallen meal of our first parents in the garden. Because in the Eucharist, in Christ's thanksgiving meal, we do not merely eat earthly food that perishes. We eat living and heavenly food that gives us forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. God is the gracious giver, and so our God and Savior gives Himself for us on the cross and gives Himself for us as holy food. And therefore, when we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we are also praying, "Dear Father, give us this day our daily Jesus, the very bread of life, that in faith we may eat of Him and live with Him forever. Give us, we pray, His flesh and blood as holy food, so that He might raise us in holy bodies on the last day. Teach us also, we pray, to realize that everything we need for this body and life comes to us from Your gracious hand as Your gracious gift. It is You who opens Your hand and satisfies our every need, and therefore we freely and joyfully give You thanks and praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."